Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
People are clearly hoarding toilet paper, paper towels, Clorox wipes. Forget it. I haven't seen a Clorox wipe in a month.
Yeah. I mean, if you see any wipes whatsoever, there's some no-name brand, and all it says on the front is, "We got alcohol." That's basically what it says.
But what's the one thing you've been hoarding? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, you can always call or text. This comes up because I saw that there was randomly, you know, there's an article every day about something dumb. And this one was
right,
about
the
a
next,
shortage.
The next item next that's shortage. Going to be short. Right.
And
right.
It, now it said banana
day,
bread.
It? Right?
What is it?
Hair dye was like
hair
3 days ago.
Hair dye and clippers are right now. But there was one about banana bread mix.
Okay.
And I was like, oh. And it struck a chord with me because one of my favorite things that my daughter likes, Hayden, is every week we make banana bread muffins.
Well, not this week, pal.
So I go to the grocery store. And I go immediately, first things first, I follow the arrows around until I'm going in the proper direction to get to the baking aisle.
It's so difficult. Yeah. It really is different.
Right. But I get there, and there is no banana bread mix.
Oh, no!
And I go, wait a minute, is this real? And then I start panicking because, like, it's our weekend thing that we do is we make these
Right. What are you going to do this weekend? If you don't have banana bread, what are you going to do? Everything else will fall to chaos.
Well, I knew that she would be upset because even in the grocery list, she helps me make the grocery list every week for when I go.
Okay.
She wrote and she highlighted banana bread mix because we were almost out of it. We only had one box left.
Right.
So now I'm like, uh-oh. So I didn't know what to do. So the second backup thing that she loves is the Bisquick pancakes. But we buy the yellow containers, if you've ever seen them. You just put the water in and then you shake them and you pour it out. She likes them because she knows how to make them herself.
She
feels like a big girl.
It's like cooking.
Yeah. I went and I bought every container that was on the shelf. I bought 13 containers of the Bisquick pancake
mix. I mean, how many pancakes does that really even make?
Well, each of them makes seven to eight.
Okay, well, I guess that's not a crazy amount of pancakes. I mean, if you were putting up your emergency food supply in there and you planned on existing solely on pancakes the rest of your life,
then I guess that
would be a good choice.
Right, but these are only seven to eight pancakes per container, so I'm figuring...
How many pancakes do you guys eat in one sitting?
Well... Two each, maybe?
Okay.
So it's like one of the containers makes a family. But long story short, I felt like one of those crazy people I'm walking there with my 13 containers
of
Bisquick.
I'm surprised some 80-year-old lady didn't slug you right there in the aisle and take a couple of those containers of pancake mix right back. Because that's what's happening over toilet paper, right? I mean...
Well, I haven't seen toilet paper in
You could have had somebody long. Biting your ankles in the center of Walmart while you were doing that.
What has been something that you've hoarded, Raven?
I would say that the vodka...
Right.
Being honest, there's a lot of vodka and a lot of mixers. And we've got a lot of fresh fruit. Like, we feel like it's a race to eat fresh fruit every time my wife goes out because we have a lot of that. But it's all consumables. Like, all that stuff gets actually consumed.
Right.
You know, I do have big food storage. Maybe I bought too much Spam because we have not ate Spam yet.
Shocking.
And I have a lot of it left.
1-800-330-9999. What's that one thing that you've hoarded? You can call or text. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What are you hoarding? It's Anna and Raven. This comes up because I panicked. There was no more banana bread mix at the store. I read an article that there was a shortage. It's my daughter's favorite, like, once weekly dessert. We make them every week as kind of like our breakfast thing, like banana bread muffins. And I bought 13 containers of Bisquick mix, the containers that you shake.
Wiped out your entire zip code area.
I did.
I mean, that's it. You have them all locked up in your basement right now. You should start selling them at a 4,000% markup.
I'm sure that they have more, but it was just one of those things that I panicked because I was like, if I don't have this, she's going to be sad.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one thing that you hoarded just because you had a fear that you weren't going to be able to get it anymore? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
You know, I didn't think about it until I just heard it on the radio, but I buy dish detergent and laundry detergent and fabric softener like every day.
Right. So are you doing tons of loads of laundry to, like, keep yourself decontaminated, or are you just doing regular laundry?
No, not. Only thing, I wear my uniform to work, and I have like 3 or 4 sets of those, so I'm not doing that every day. But I'll walk across the street from my job, and I'll get dish detergent and laundry detergent and fabric softener because I guess it's just necessary to have it.
I agree. I've
just
been
makes you
it
feel
too.
Like your clothes are going to be clean forever. I mean, even if the world ends, at least your blues are going to be true blues. And your neck won't be stretched out.
Yeah.
And Ann Raven, what are you hoarding?
I hoarded all of the whipped cream and Jell-O boxes I could find.
Are you doing whippets? I just want to. Are you making pies? You must be making pies then, right?
Parfaits.
Oh well. Excuse me. I mean, whatever you have to do to get through it, right? I mean, some people are just surviving. Clearly, you're thriving if you're having parfaits. Good for you.
But I'm curious. Like, Jell-O boxes are easy to buy bulk because they're, like, small. But whipped cream containers are pretty big. How many whipped cream containers do you have?
I think I have, like, 14 or 15. I just put them in my extra freezer.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Yep. That's right. A good use of space.
That's nearly a case.
Right. It's a lot.
That's a serious investment.
But they go fast. I understand.
If you do them like you do, upside down with one of your college friends cheering you on,
I don't even know how to do that.
Hey, it's Ann Raven. What's that item that you hoarded before the pandemic started?
Well, you know, my wife was really like scared that we were going to be running out of, you know, food and frozen food specifically. So she made me buy $700 worth of meat. $700. I mean, I've got more hot dogs and hamburgers than I know what to do with. I could feed an entire school.
Where do you keep that much meat?
You got to have an extra freezer. You got to have a garage fridge. Garage fridge.
Yeah, but for $700 of meat, you need like a walk-in freezer.
You got to pack it good.
Like a restaurant freezer.
Yes, and you know what?
What?
She made me buy one.
Stop. Stop.
I swear to you, I have an extra freezer sitting in my garage right now, packed to the brim with Ballpark Frank hot dog.
Yes, this is a good plan here. Just think of how good this is going to be next year when you go moose hunting. Yeah. All right, you're going to need this thing.
Yep.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.